The USDA calls it the blueprint for stronger service, closing 259 offices around the U.S. Those closures will save the department an estimated $150 million a year and will include 10 offices here in Missouri. Vilsack says the closures won't have a big impact on farmers who use the offices to access loans and information.
Naturally, if you have fewer dollars and fewer workers and more work to do, you've got to figure out ways in which you can continue that service, but you may have to do it in a slightly different place.
The Agriculture Department is also facing cuts of $23 billion or more in this year's farm bill. Vilsack says those cuts will bring big changes in the safety net system for farmers.
I think you're going to see a change in the system that we have today, which provides payments to farmers, whether it's a good year or bad year. I think you're clearly going to see a change in that system. Fiscal circumstances are going to dictate it.
Vilsack says the safety net will still include subsidized crop insurance. Over the past 3 years, the USDA has paid out $641 million in insurance claims to Missouri farmers who were victims of natural disasters. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.